This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you done a heart health check lately? Did you have too high cholesterol? What does that even mean? I'm joined this morning by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SA&T. How are you this morning, Imelda?
I'm great. Thanks, Jordan.
So we're talking cholesterol this morning. What exactly is it for a start?
Yeah, so it's a waxy sort of fatty substance that we carry around the body in our blood. Our livers make cholesterol, but it's also found in some foods. It's an important part of our body function. We need a small amount to build our cells and make hormones and help us digest our food. But keeping your blood cholesterol at a normal limit is really important because it can help reduce your risk of heart disease and other conditions.
So I know there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. You're saying that our body creates our own, and then we have other cholesterol come in from outside the body. Is the outside cholesterol always bad cholesterol?
Yeah, well, it can contribute to making us have more bad cholesterol, if you like. So we produce a couple of main types of cholesterol. One we call the low-density lipoprotein, or we often refer that as to LDL. And I always, when you think about that, think of the L meaning low. So you want to keep that one low because that's the bad cholesterol. The other one is the high-density lipoprotein, and that's the good cholesterol. So think about the H in the HDL, and you want to keep that one high. So unfortunately, the low-density lipoprotein, or the bad one, makes up most of our cholesterol. And that can, when it's floating around the blood, can actually stick to the walls of our arteries and cause fatty plaque to build up. If that happens, it makes it difficult for blood to flow through the arteries. And then if a deposit of that fatty muck breaks apart, it can form a clot and block the artery off completely. And that's when it can lead to a heart attack or a stroke.
Right.
So the good one, the high density one, is the one that carries away the bad one and takes it back to the liver where it gets processed. So we want a lot of the good and a little of the bad. And of course, none of us can know that. And the best way of finding out is having a blood test with your GP.
And so when it comes to, obviously it's really easy to build up the bad kind of cholesterol. And how do we go about, I guess, increasing our high density lipoprotein to, I guess, counteract the bad stuff?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And it's about leading a healthy lifestyle so that we know that exercise is very good, helps you keep that good cholesterol in check. Not smoking, because smoking can affect your bad cholesterol. Eating a sort of a healthy diet, avoiding a lot of saturated and trans fats. They're the things that you get in baked goods and pies and pasties. And so a lot of processed food has really bad fat in it. So they're sort of the main things. Don't smoke, get some exercise. Look at what you're eating. Eat, you know, a nice plant-based food is good for us. And more importantly than all of that, I think, is get a check with your GP so that you know what your level is. And sometimes we just have to take the tablets. That's really is the best thing that we can possibly do.
Of course, having high cholesterol can cause complications. What are some of the symptoms we should be looking out for, just in case we're worried about high cholesterol?
Yeah, that's one of the problems, because there aren't any obvious symptoms. So, you know, I worked with someone here at the Heart Foundation who was 26, I think, and found out that his cholesterol was through the scale. So, you know, he's got a genetic problem and had absolutely no symptoms. But most of us don't have that problem. And the only way we can find out is, like I said before, is have a blood test with your GP.
And so if anyone is looking to lower their cholesterol, how do they go about that?
Yeah, so there's several ways to help lower your cholesterol. Staying active is important. And you've heard me say, I repeatedly say, get 30 minutes of even just basic walking a day is good for you. And avoid eating certain foods or the foods that might be higher in cholesterol than others. So the Heart Foundation recommends that we stick to sort of a healthy eating pattern over our lifespan. So it means you can have a pie and a pasty sometimes, but not all the time. And their main diet should be plenty of fruit and veggies and whole grains. Healthy fats are the things that come from plants, so nuts, seeds, avocados, olives and olive oils and things like that. Fish and seafood has lots of healthy protein sources. And if you do have high cholesterol, then you should choose the low-fat cheeses and the low-fat milks and yogurts and things like that. If your cholesterol's normal, if you know it's normal, then you don't have to worry about the milky products you might be eating. And there's some foods actually that you can buy now that are fortified with what we call plant sterols. And that's a sort of a substance that helps lower your cholesterol. So, you know, Wheat Bix, you can get biofortified Wheat Bix, and some of the butters also have them, or margarines have fortified with plant sterols. So the Wheat Bix one is good, but the margarine one, you do have to eat a lot of it to get a benefit. So you have to think about just how much margarine you need to eat as well. So it's all a bit complicated, but fresh whole foods, the more fresh whole foods we eat, the better off we are. And the more packeted processed stuff we eat, the worse we are.
No worries. Well, Imelda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jordan, very much.
That was Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT, on your Classic It's Breakfast.